Diva Kodja, Ishmisher, Joe Ballard, Thoughtful Rise with the Air Claw Sounds Irish. Hello, friends. I'm Joe Ballard, and I'd like to welcome you to this programme, Sounds Irish. On this programme, you'll hear all types, styles, and genres of Irish music: traditional, folk, ballads, country and Irish, and old time Irish songs, with vocals and instrumentals, along with some information about Irish culture, geography, and history. So why not stay and listen and enjoy an Irish stew of songs and music and chat with me, Joe Ballard. Hello, friends, and welcome to the programme. I hope you're going to stay with me and enjoy some of the material I've got lined up for you on this week's Sounds Irish. First of all, just to let you know that this is a pre-recorded programme, so you can't contact me while I'm on air. But as I tell you every week, you can contact me by email at any time. everton274@sky.com. everton274@sky.com. And put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line if you've got a request, a dedication, a comment, an observation, or a question to ask. Well, friends, this week's programme has got to be the most mixed Sounds Irish programme we've had for, well, quite some time. There's every type, style, genre of Irish music that you can find on this week's programme. And we're starting off with a lively one from the Blarney Brothers. Now, I must confess, I don't know an awful lot about the Blarney Brothers. In fact, I only have this track of theirs. It's on a compilation of other Irish stuff that I have. But here they're telling us all about what happened at Hannigan's Hooley.
Well, Hannigan was an Irishman, he came from Merseyside. He was a rogue, he had a rogue in here for half a mile. When Hannigan gave a hooley cheer, the Newson gets a bug. And if you're just a stranger and you're passing by his shop, come into the party, you can make yourself at home. Come into the party, sure, you won't be on your own. There's Mick McGee, there's Rafferty, there's Murphy and Muldoon. They say McGilligan's daughter doesn't know the taste of water. Lord, his snakes are stopped and sticking out. There's rum for half the town. There's gallons of you watching. If you want to wash your dance, so if you're Irish, you're sure of a welcome. For there's a hooley on at Hannigan's house tonight. Be sure to be there. A hooley on at Hannigan's house tonight.
Short and sweet, just to whet your appetite there. The Hannigan's Hooley from the Blarney Brothers. I must look up some more of their material. I haven't got, well, that's all I have of theirs, I think, on a compilation album. But there you are. And here's Dermot Hegarty. Now, we don't hear Dermot Hegarty too often on Sounds Irish, but here he's telling us all about dear old Donegal. Believe it or not, Bing Crosby recorded this. And before I play it, I just want to tell you that if you have a request for some of these old Bing Crosby songs that he released, oh, in the mid-40s, certainly just after the Second World War, do let me have them. I'd be delighted to search for them, because I have a friend of mine who must have every Bing Crosby track there ever was. Enough prattle, Joe. Here's Dermot Hegarty telling us all about dear old Donegal.
It seems like only yesterday since I sailed from Malta Park. A wanderer from Erin's Isle, I landed in New York. There wasn't a soul to greet me there, for a stranger on the shore. But the Irish luck was with me, boys, and riches came galore. And now that I'm going back again to dear old Erin's Isle, me friends will greet me on the pier, they'll greet me with a smile. There'll be faces there that I never knew, I've been so long away. But me mother will introduce them all, and this is what she'd say.
Shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy, and there's your sister Kate. Sure, she is the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbours and kiss the carlions all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
The they'll give a party when I come home, and they'll come from near and far, and they'll line the road for miles and miles with Irish jaunting cars. The whiskey will flow like buttermilk, 'twill fill your hearts with joy, and the piper will play an Irish tune to greet the Yankee boy. We'll dance and sing the whole night long, such fun was never seen. The boys will be decked in corduroy, the collies decked in green. There'll be thousands there that I never saw, I've been so long away. And me mother will introduce them all, and this is what she'll say.
Shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy, and there's your sister Kate. Sure, she is the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all the neighbours and kiss the collies all. You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
Hannigan, Flanagan, Milligan, Gilligan, Duffy, McCuffy, Malachy, Malone, Rafferty, Lafferty, Donnelly, Connolly, Dooley, O'Holy, Muldowney, Malone, Halligan, Calligan, Lanigan, Madigan, Fagan, O'Hagan, O'Hoolahan, Flynn, Shanahan, Manahan, Fogarty, Hogarty, Kelly, McGinnis, McGillis, McLean.
Shake hands with your Uncle Mike, me boy, and there's your sister Kate. Sure, she is the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbours and kiss the collies all.
You're as welcome as the flowers in May to dear old Donegal.
Well, that was Dermot Hegarty singing about dear old Donegal, but I think the whistle player should have got some mention on that as well. It was some fine whistle playing there. Dear old Donegal. Donegal is a county right up in the northwest of Ireland on the Atlantic seaboard. In fact, they do say in Donegal that the next parish is America. In that county, there's some beautiful scenery, wonderful mountains and wonderful valleys as well. And the people have a wonderful nature in Donegal. No wonder there's a lot of songs written about them. Right, now here, once again, friends, is the wonderful voice of Anne Breen. I've become a big Anne Breen convert over the last couple of months. If you recall, we were up in Donegal not so long ago. Now we're going right down to the other end of Ireland, to the south. And she's telling us all about Killarney in my dreams. Killarney is in County Kerry. And I'm sure no matter what part of the world you're in, you will have heard of Killarney.
Killarney, I'm wishing I was home tonight. My love for you grows day by day, it seems. And although I'm far away, through lonely eyes, I'll see you, Killarney, in my dreams. Well, I'll take a trip by jaunting car to see the lakes I love. Cathedrals rising gently seem to touch the sky above. And in Kit Carney's cottage, there's a twinkle in each eye as I sip an Irish coffee and the world goes rolling by. Oh, Killarney, I'm wishing I was home tonight. My love for you grows day by day, it seems. And although I'm far away, my dreams. Well, I'll go one sunny afternoon to Clamtop Waterfall. I'll see the milk press cotton like a woven Irish shawl. I'll stand up there in ladies' view, a beauty without a life's history, 'tis no more than a page. Oh, Killarney, I'm wishing I was home tonight. My love for you grows day by day, it seems. And although I'm far away, through lonely eyes, I'll see you, Killarney, in my dreams. Oh, Killarney, I'm wishing I was home tonight. My love for you grows day by day, it seems. And although I'm far away,
believe you me, friends, Killarney is a beautiful place. I love to go down to Killarney. Mind you, I don't get down as much now as I used to, but there's some wonderful scenery, and of course we have all the usual attractions for tourists in Killarney. I'm moving on because I want to play for you now a lovely track from the Danny Doyle album that I acquired a couple of weeks ago. Danny, as I told you, was a big hit in the early ballad scene, we'll say late 60s and right through the 70s. A wonderful solo artist. He recorded a lot of material before heading off to the US. And this is from one of his early albums. And I do apologise once again for the quality, because it's taken from a vinyl album. And in those days, for some reason or other, they wanted to have a lot of reverb on the recordings. Nevertheless, it doesn't spoil it, not for me. A beautiful track from Danny Doyle.
If you could wait a moment longer, the sun would rise before the morn. The shadows from the skies would vanish, and the day twice as long. Every minute be an hour, every hour a loving kiss, every kiss a fresh spring flower sparkling in the morning mist. If you were here again beside me, the running waters I would hold to you, my lover, to wash your feet, your hair of gold, every drop a silver crystal, every crystal. Breathe low a breath of beauty from your skin. Silent in the wood, the grass still trampled in a hollow marks the spot on which you stood. Every tree a sad reminder, every branch a memory bear, every memory tinged with sorrow that you are gone and I still care. Thank you.
Lovely voice of Danny Doyle there. Now, I've got a recording of a song that I'm going to play for you, a song that you all know so well. If you've never been near Ireland, of course, every time you hear this song, you'll think of Ireland. And it's sung for us here by Connie Foley. A few moments ago, we were with Anne Breen in Killarney. We're staying in County Kerry now because Connie Foley is telling us all about that well-known Rose of Tralee.
The pale moon was rising above the green mountain. The sun was declining beneath the blue sea. When I strayed with my love through the pure crystal fountain that stands in the beautiful vale of Tralee. She was lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee. The cool shades of evening their mantle were spreading, and Mary, all smiling, sat listening to me. The moon through the valley her pale rays were shedding, when I won the heart of the Rose of Tralee. Though lovely and fair as the rose of the summer, yet was not her beauty alone that won me. Oh no, 'twas the truth in her eye ever dawning that made me love Mary, the Rose of Tralee.
One of the most popular Irish songs of all time, surely, the Rose of Tralee, sung for us there by Connie Foley. Now we go to, well, all over Ireland, really, because this River Shannon that Kevin Prendergast is singing about starts up in County Cavan and hurls its way down through the Midlands of Ireland and goes into the sea at Limerick. Very long river. And Kevin is telling us all about the River Shannon. Kevin Prendergast hails from, well, he hails from County Mayo. Kevin?
There's a pretty spot in Ireland, I always claim it my land, where the fairies and the blarney will never, never die. It's the land of the shillelagh, my heart goes back there daily to the girl I left behind me and said goodbye. Where the dear old Shannon's flown and the three-leaf shamrock grows, where my heart is I'm going to my little Irish rose. And the moment that I'll meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her, for there's not a cutting sweeter where the River Shannon flows. For no better I'll be mailing, for soon I will be sailing, and I'll place the ship to my dear old Erin's shore, that I'll settle down forever, and I'll leave the old sod never, and I'll whisper to my sweetheart, come and take my name as Thor, where the dear old Shannon's flown, and the three-leaved shamrock grows, where my heart is I'm going, to my little Irish rose, and the moment that I meet her, with a hug and kiss I'll greet her. There's not a cunning sweeter where the river Shannon flows.
I played this track a couple of weeks ago and I got a couple of emails about it because I mentioned the fact that many of the counties in Ireland, I think every one of them, have songs written about them, as we say so often on Sounds Irish, that Donegal is the most written about and sung about song in Ireland, closely followed by Galway or Mayo. But Fermanagh in Northern Ireland doesn't have much, well, many that I know of, songs written about them. But here, Vincent Gallagher is telling us all about a wonderful girl. Her name is Anna. Yes, you guessed it. Anna from Fermanagh.
He lived all alone in the county Tyrone. He had 40 acres with cattle. As he struggled through life with no child or no wife, life sure was one hell of a battle. So he thought he would go to our matchmaker Joe and ask about Mary McKenna. When he heard she was wed, the matchmaker said, sure there's lots of fine girls in Fermanagh. Oh, he loves Anna from the county Fermanagh, Anna loves Zoni as well. As they drove up and down, doing laps round the town, they were madly in love, we could tell. On the day they were wed, sure the preacher he said, will you take her to love and to honor? Oh, he says, for her sake, I'd swim every lake, sure there's plenty of lakes in Fermanagh. First there was Sue, she came from Belcoo. He thought it was Sue he might marry. Her father, Red Dan, disapproved of the plan, so Owen left Belcoo in a hurry. There was Maggie McPeak, she came from Baleek. He thought he would dance her and dine her, but at the disco one night, he got such a fright when her teeth shone like fine Baleek china. Oh, he loves Anna from the county Fermanagh, Anna loves Sony as well. As they drove up and down, doing laps round the town, they were madly in love, you could tell. On the day they were wed, sure the preacher he said, won't you take her to love and to honour? Only says for her sake, I'd swim every lake, sure there's plenty of lakes in Fermanagh. On the day he met Anne in her little white van, he was standing out there all alone. Was in Enniskillen, she said she was willing to marry this man from Tyrone. Now they both have a son and his name is John. The girls are called Maeve and Delanna. Sure, Uncle Joe was right when he told him that night, you'll meet your sweetheart in Fermanagh. Oh, he loves Anna from the county Fermanagh,
loved Sony as well. As they drove up and down, doing laps round the town, they were madly in love, you could tell. On the day they were wed, to the preacher he said, when you take her to love and to honor, only says for her sake, I'd swim every lake. Sure there's plenty of lakes in Fermanagh. Sure there's plenty of lakes in Fermanagh.
Well, it was a bit naughty of me. I should have pointed out before I played that track, brother, that Fermanagh is a beautiful county and has some wonderful lakes. It's known as the Lake County. Here, Celtic Thunder, they make a lovely sound. No, don't be frightened off by the name. This is their interpretation of Song for the Myra. And, Frank, this is for you.
Out on Myra on warm afternoons, old men go fishing with black line and spoons.
And if they catch nothing, they'll never complain. I wish I was with them again.
As boys in the boats call to girls on the shore, tease them, the ones that they dearly adore.
And into the evening the courting begins. I wish I was with them again.
Can you imagine a piece of the universe more fit for princes and kings? I'll trade you 10 of your cities for Marion Bridge and the pleasure it brings.
Out on the Myra, on soft summer nights, bonfires blaze to the children's delight.
They dance round the flames singing songs with their friends. I wish I was with them again.
And over the ashes the stories are told of witches and werewolves and Oak Island gold.
Stars on the river, they sparkle and spin. I wish I was with them again.
Can you imagine a piece of the universe more fit for princes and kings? I'll trade you 10 of your cities for Marion Bridge and the pleasure it brings.
Out on the Myra, the people are kind. They'll treat you to homebrew and help you unwind.
And if you come broken, we'll see that you mend. I wish I was with them again.
Now I'll conclude with a wish you go well.
Sweet be your dreams and your happiness well.
I'll leave you here for my journey begins.
I'm going to be with them again. I'm going to be with them again.
On the program at the beginning, I told you we were having some new voices on the program. Here's yet another one. Andy M. Stewart. He's telling us all about the humours of whisky. Well, it's not so much whisky, it's poteen. Poteen is the sort of, what's the word I'm looking for? The illicit whisky that they made, and I believe still do in some parts of Ireland, maybe they still do, but they made this poteen, which was a sort of a moonshine. That's the word I was looking for. And this guy, Andy Stewart, is telling us, and you have to listen very carefully to the words. Some of them are not easy to grasp. But Andy Stewart telling us all about poteen, or the humours of whiskey.
Let your coax and newspapers be cutting their capers and curing the vapors, the scratch and the gout, with their medical potions, their pills and their lotions, upholding their notions, their mighty Buddha. Who can tell the true physic of all things pathetic and pitch to the devil cramp, colic and spleen? Oh, you'll find them, I think, if you take a big drink with your mouth to the brink of a jug of poteen. Then stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh, what botheration, no bolt of a nation can bring consolation like poteen, my boys. No liquid cosmetic to lovers athletic or ladies pathetic can bring such a bloom as the sweet, but the powers to the garden of flowers never brought its own bower such a darling perfume. And this liquid so rare, if you're willing to share, to be taking your hair when it's grizzled and dead. Oh, the sword has the merit to yield the true spirit so strong it'll shake all the hairs from your head. Then stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh, since it's perfection, no doctor's direction can cleanse the complexion like poaching, my boys. As a child in my cradle, the nurse from her ladle was swilling her mouth with a notion of pet. When a drop from her bottle fell into my throttle, I capered and scrambled right out of her lap. On the floor I lay crawling and screaming and bawling till father and mother soon came to the fore. Conceived I lay dying, all wailing and sighing, they found I was only a-crying for more. Then stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh Lord, how I chuckle if babes in their truckle could only be suckled on poaching, my boys. Through youthful digressions and times of depression, my childhood impression still clung to my mind. In school and in college, the basis of knowledge I never could gulp till with whiskey combined. Now as older I'm growing, time's ever bestowing on Aaron's potation a flavour so fine. And however they may lecture on Jove and his nectar, itself is the only true liquid divine. Then stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh Lord, it's the right thing for courting and fighting, there's nought so exciting as poaching, my boy. Come, guess me this riddle, what beats pipes and fiddle? What's hotter than mustard and wilder than cream? What best wets your whistle? What's clearer than crystal, smoother than honey and stronger than steam? What'll make the dumb talk? What'll make the lame walk? The elixir of life and philosopher's stone. And what helped Mr. Brunel to dig the Thames Tunnel? Wasn't it poaching the boys from Maldenishawn? Then stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh Lord knows I wonder if lightning and thunder was made from the plunder of poaching, my boys. And stick to the crater, the best thing in nature, for sinking your sorrows and raising your joys. Oh, Lord knows I wonder if lightning and thunder was made from the plunder of Eugene McCoy.
Again, I should have told you before I played that, that they call a nickname for Pochino whiskey is the Crater. So, just in case you were puzzled a wee bit there. Now, you're all familiar with the Beatles song, When I'm 64. You know the one, when I get old, I'll lose my hair. Well, no, you're not getting that. But you're getting Declan Nerney, and he's singing about Now I'm 64.
I pondered on those days gone by as I sat beside the mill and gazed upon the setting sun as it sank beneath the hill. I gazed at it once more, my friends, but that very sun I seen, it's just the same now as it was when we were sweet 16. Oh, how I long for those bright years to come again once more. But come again they never will, for now I'm 64. The little fish swim in the brook and wander down below. They swim, and always will, as did long, long ago. The little meadow by the brook is just as fresh and green. It's just as fresh now as it was when we were sweet 16. Oh, how I long for those bright years to come again once more. But come again they never will, for now I'm 64. Gone, on earth we'll meet no more, but we will meet in heaven above on that eternal shore. And when we meet, we'll part no more, we both will reign supreme. No more we'll think of days gone by when we were sweet 16. Oh, how I long for those bright years to come again once more. But come again they never will, for now I'm 64. But come again they never will, for now I'm 64.
Some reminiscing there from Declan Nerney, Now I'm 64. A couple of weeks ago on the programme, I played Julie Andrews singing the Kerry Dances. Remember, she was about 14 years of age. I was explaining at the time how she started life in the UK. Her parents were very talented and were musical artists, both of them. And they had Julie on stage, I think, when she was about 12. That's before she moved to the US and became Mrs. Sound of Music Woman. But here she's singing a lovely song. It's from Finian's Rainbow, a song that I played a couple of weeks ago, also by Maureen Hegarty. Here's Julie Andrews and How Are Things in Glockamora.
I hear a bird, a Londonderry bird. It will, maybe, he's bringing me a cheering word. I hear a breeze, a River Shannon breeze. It will, maybe, it's followed me across the sea. Then tell me, please, how are things in Glockamora? Is that little brook still leaping there? Does it still run down to Donnycove, through Killybegs, Kilkerry and Kildare? How are things in Glockamora? Is that willow tree still weeping there? Does that laddie with a twinkling eye come whistling by? And does he walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there? So I ask each weeping willow and each brook along the way, each lad that comes a whistling to Raleigh, how are things in Glockamora this fine day? How are things in Glockamora? Yeah.